Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, welcome back to the Legal Nurse Podcast. This is your co-host, Kelly Campbell. We're in for a treat today. We have Stephen Hart. He is the leader of Stephen A. Hart, the founder of Isles Media and the creator of Brand Your Academy. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're going to be talking about steps to building your amazing personal brand. Before we get started, I want to tell you about a little about his accomplishments. His passion is to guide professionals, entrepreneurs, and creatives through the steps to build, market, and grow their own amazing personal brand. Stephen is also the host of Trailblazers, the number one podcast that interviews today's successful Black professionals. Stephen, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
I really appreciate you having me and being here with you.
Oh, yeah. As nurse entrepreneurs, we all are learning and growing, and we could use some advice on some branding. So
Absolutely. Let's
jump right in.
Sounds good.
What is personal branding?
That's a great question. So there are many ways that people define this, right? But for me, your brand is all about the promise that you're making, whether it's to your client, to your employer, or to anyone else that comes in contact with you. And it's derived from not only who you are, but who you want to be and who people perceive you to be, right? And the thing is, it goes beyond what a lot of people think about when they think of a brand, which is logo and design, right? And so your brand, your personal brand, is also going to encompass your personality, right? And your voice and your mission and unique experiences that as nurses, you'll share with your colleagues and with your employer and with your patients, right? And so all of that encompasses parts of the brand called you.
So today we're going to be talking more than logos and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
So my next question was going to be, why is personal branding important? But I think I'm already catching on. But let's go for it.
It's really important today, and I'll share this story. As a podcaster, I interview successful professionals every day, and all too often I come across talking with people who say, you know, Stephen, I'd love to be a guest on your podcast, and I will Google their name, and more times than not, nothing comes up, or what comes up leaves me indifferent. And so, what I realized, this aha moment I had, was that there are people that are Googling you every single day. And what comes up will either encourage or discourage someone to hire you, right? Or to work with you. And in reverse, you have control of that. You have the power to be able to control what's coming up for you within your digital footprint. In 2018 and beyond, we have to be aware of what is going to be presented about you or I when someone Googles us or someone searches us online, because people are, right?
So
it's really important.
Yes. So I'm already thinking Facebook.
Absolutely. I tell you the Facebook story. My wife, I told you I'm a young dad, right? I have two young ones, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so my wife, I call her the Facebook mom, right? that jumps on Facebook and always will ask her mom network for a recommendation. So this is a perfect personal branding example right here. She will jump on, there'll be, you know, an issue with the plumbing or an appliance, or we'll need an insurance agent or, you know, some type of professional. And she'll jump on her Facebook page in our community and she'll be like, who do you recommend for? And if she says, who do you recommend for fixing an appliance, fixing our fridge? There's going to be, 15, 20 responses, right, from different people in our area saying, call Joe, call ABC HVAC, call so-and-so. The different results that come up just in that Facebook post, in those comments, will separate you from the rest of people that are coming up. Now, if you've taken the steps to create a Facebook page, and that person, and it's set up where, you know, that person can start writing that the name of that business and a page comes up and they can just drop that link right there, versus another person saying, call Jose at 301-555-1212. The difference with the first person that has a link to their Facebook page, Kristen can immediately click on that page. She sees this person's brand. She sees reviews. She immediately begins to develop a know, like, and trust. You know, the credibility question is checked. She can immediately see a path to their website, see a path to their phone number. Before she calls that person, she's already been able to do her vetting and feel sure. And this is part of you as, you know, your personal brand. It's great for companies, but it's also absolutely essential that we as individuals look at the same, pieces to making sure that someone can establish that know, like, and trust for working with us.
Know, like, and trust. Those are some key words right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People in 2018, there's so much noise and there's so much lack of trust, and we're in this fake news and you know, era, right, where people aren't sure. And so we have to establish that comfort with, you know, that's why Yelp and Zillow and websites like that thrive, Angie's List, right?
Right.
It's a third party verified, piece that shows that credibility or establishes that trust. In the same way, Facebook is great, right? So you have someone who you trust in terms of your family or friends recommending someone, but you're taking it one step further and making sure that that's there.
Let me stop the show for a moment to tell you about some online training that will help you define your brand. This is Pat Iyer. Stop living in the shadows of your competition, make more money now, and attract more of your ideal clients. Do you want a brand that shines? Branding is the true foundation of any legal nurse consulting business. You need a clear brand that shines. This is not just a logo or a marketing strategy, but it's a brand. Without a brand that shines, then your legal nurse consulting marketing efforts and your sales efforts are not as efficient. You must have a brand that shines to stand out from the competition and to build immediate trust, likability, value, and confidence for your prospects. Do you question whether or not your brand is strong enough? Do you have a brand that shines, that's clear and consistent? Do you feel disconnected from your brand? Do you reluctantly hand out your business card because it just isn't you? Do you wish you had a step-by-step guide to create a brand that can compete with the best of the best? Jenna Rodriguez, who is a brand specialist, created this one-hour online training called Discover, Define, and Deliver a Brand That Shines. In this training, you will learn how to have a clear definition of branding and how that relates to your business, that the strategy Jenna outlines will help you attract more ideal clients and secure repeat business, and the six-step process for getting results in discovering, defining, and delivering a brand that shines. Get instant access to this training at this link, http lnc.tips/brandshines. That's all one word. And use the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get a 25% discount. The link is http://lnc.tips/brandshines.
Well, what are some of the steps to start building our personal brand?
Great question. So a lot of people, again, come back to design. I think you absolute first thing you have to do is be very clear on your mission, on your vision, and what you have to offer. So when I say mission, understand what's your why. Why are you doing what you're doing, right? And it's not because of money, because when you lose your job or your business falls apart and there's no money there, are you going to continue, right? So understand your mission. And your mission, like my mission, is to help 10,000 professionals over the next 5 years to establish their personal brand and digital footprint, right? And I see that as something I'm really passionate about wanting to do, because I see the importance and the value of it as we move forward, especially for professionals, right? And entrepreneurs. So really get clear on your mission. Your vision is really your legacy, right? So you are looking at your destination 20, 30 years out from now. What do you want your 75-year-old self to have accomplished? And once you are clear on your vision, I like to say your legacy are the seeds you're planting in a garden you'll never see, right?
Okay, so that's a good visualization.
You have to be very clear on your legacy, on your vision, right? And paint that picture. And then you begin to reverse engineer your path there, create a route to get to that final destination. So you'll create your 10-year goals, your long-term goals. And then each year, instead of loosely writing out your New Year's resolutions, you're more clear on what you are working to get to in 10 years from now, right? And it becomes tasking, setting up a plan and setting up tasks and beginning to do the work. And, you know, you'd be able to cut away. So your mission and your vision are really important. When you start talking about brand elements, once you're clear on that, then we begin to frame that, right? Our messaging becomes really easy to package because we know what our mission is. We know what we're trying to accomplish. So your messaging is going to become really, really important. You need to go, once you're clear on your mission as well, you know who you're speaking to, right? You understand who the audience is you're trying to serve. So it becomes easier if I know I'm trying to serve professionals, that I'm speaking the language of a professional. Or if I'm trying to speak to teenagers, it's a completely different approach in a messaging that I am communicating to that target audience. Does that make sense?
Right. Malpractice attorneys.
Absolutely.
Injury attorneys. Workman's comp attorneys.
Right. So if you're speaking to attorneys, there's a different language that you're speaking that connects to what they're looking for and what they value. Right. And from there, you have your messaging. Now it's time to make sure that things look really clean across your digital footprint. So before you develop a logo, you're going to develop a clear understanding on what a couple brand elements are that are going to wrap into this. Your color palette, really important. 90% of people create a judgment of you based on color alone, right? So color is really important to get right. The other thing is your fonts, right? So you create a color palette, you have one or two active colors that you're going to use in your brand, and you're not just going to say blue, right? Color can be defined in very specific colors. So and you have different codes, right? Some people refer to color codes. Most common one that we use online, and you can use in a Word document, or you can use in Photoshop, or you can use on Canva, is called a hex code, right? You don't need to understand what a hex code is.
What are we getting into?
That's a lingo no one really needs to dive too deep in and get down a rabbit hole. Just know there's a six-number code that defines that specific color. So it's that, you know, so 002663 is an exact color of navy that I use everywhere, right?
Oh,
and so it's okay. Just a number that makes sure that no matter if you are creating a digital piece or you're creating something for print, you know the color is going to be the exact same no matter where it's used.
Oh.
Right? So a brand like McDonald's has a color palette that is clear no matter where you see McDonald's, right? Whether it's online, on social media, or their signage, or in a store on a menu, that person developing those pieces have to look at a brand guide for McDonald's that tells them the exact color code to use to make sure they get those colors the exact same every single time. No different with you. So you'll create a couple colors that you use. And I like to tell people have one or two colors that are your go-to colors. So that when you create your logo, it will be shown in your logo. But when you create other assets, right, be it apparel, be it signage, be it your website, anything that you touch, you're telling your graphic designer, look, these are my colors that you will use across whatever you're designing. And that allows your look and feel to be cohesive no matter where somebody sees your footprint, right? The other thing that ties in really well is your fonts. And your fonts are, I mean, from the moment you wake up when you open your iPhone or your Android, you're reading something, right? You're jumping on Facebook or you're on Medium or wherever you are, you're seeing a font. You jump in your car, you're seeing a font on the signs on the side of the road.
Right.
Fonts are really important. And so you want to make sure, right, that you also are very consistent with your use of fonts. And you can pick out a single font and say, you know what, I will only want to use, Roboto, right? Google has a font library that you can download for free. And again, this is sometimes a little bit over someone's head because you're used to opening Word and using Calibre.
Right.
Or Times New Roman. And that's so boring because there's so many fonts that are available to help you stand out. Again, we're in 2018. We have to stand out from the crowd, right? To separate ourselves from others. So we can download fonts. It's really easy. And you can install it on your computer and you can save that font and send your color palette and send your fonts to a graphic designer and say, look, when you're designing stuff for me, you're only going to use these fonts. You're only going to use these colors. And guess what? If you did nothing else, but just make sure there's consistent use of your fonts, consistent use of your colors, and you develop a logo, everything begins to look very clean. And you get people coming to you and say, I love the look and feel of your brand. Of your presence. It looks very professional, right?
Yes.
And it's just because you took that step to make sure that those things are at the core, at the foundation of what you develop in terms of your visual, right? So those two things, I'll tell all of your listeners, make sure you're very clear on your colors, you're very clear on your fonts. And then from there, it's really easy to design your logo, right? And with your logo, again, I was talking earlier about some of the different applications on where your logo might be seen. So you want to be sure if your logo, sometimes we just think of our logo going on our websites or on our Facebook, but guess what? You may end up printing your logo on or embroidering your logo on a polo shirt or apparel.
Right.
Your logo could eventually be put on a banner or on signage or on a brochure. So you want to be sure that when you have someone design a logo, if you're using a Fiverr or Upwork or, a freelancer of some sort, you don't just want to take a JPEG or, you know, just like have them send you a single file of your logo. You have to be mindful that your logo can have different places it's being placed, right? So you want to make sure that you get the source file, which is the file that they use to create the logo, so that anyone else, sometimes you send a logo to a printer, they're going to ask you for the source file. And the source file is basically wherever that person created the logo, they want to be able to edit or take hold of the elements inside that. If a lot of times we take a picture off of a website like, you know, Google, and that's a JPEG or a PNG file format.
Right.
You can't edit that. And it can be compressed and it's not the suitable file for someone to use. So you always, whenever you're designing your logo, just ask for the source file. Again, I'm not going to get complicated, right? And use lingo that is difficult to understand, but it's important that you have that JPEG and PNG. Those are what you will use when you're developing your website or you're putting an asset on social media in a post, but always make sure you get the source files for important things like your logo, right?
Okay, the source file.
The source file.
I'm trying to mentally picture where I keep my logos right now. Do I have a source file?
I'm sure you're familiar with the Photoshop, right?
Yes.
All right, so Photoshop, something created in Photoshop is a source file because that was where it was created. And you can edit that file or that asset inside Photoshop. Another, for logo specifically, so Adobe is the creator of Photoshop. Adobe is also the creator of another product called Illustrator. So Adobe Illustrator is typically where most graphic designers will create a logo. And so an Adobe Illustrator created asset or file will always have that file format of .ai. Photoshop will always have that extension of .psd. So those AI or PSD files, that's what I'm talking about when I talk about a source file.
Okay.
Okay. And so you have that file, you can give that to, God forbid, something happens to that graphic designer, right? We hire somebody in India on Upwork or Fiverr, and then they just disappear. If you have that AI file or you have that source file, you can give it to another designer. You can give it to a printer, and they can pick up where that last person left off. But if you give them a JPEG, they can't do anything with it. You have to start over.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So really important.
So source file.
Yes.
Source file.
Yes.
All right. Well, what social media platform do you think would help our brands the most?
Absolutely think it's imperative that as professionals, we're all on LinkedIn. I was sharing this with someone just last night. The importance of making sure that your profile has the proper keywords. We're talking about keywords earlier. So if you know that you want someone to search you for a particular keyword, you need to pepper those keywords in on your LinkedIn profile. And not only are your keywords important on your profile, but something a lot of people don't quite understand the importance of is how many connections. You need to be welcoming connections on LinkedIn. As many connections as are, you know, extended to you, accept them. Here's why. With LinkedIn's search engine, it's a very robust search engine. If I am Googling, give me a term that you want me to search. You're searching for someone specific.
Okay.
Give
legal
me a term.
Legal nurse.
So if you're searching legal nurse, there are a couple of things that LinkedIn is going to do to provide results for legal nurse. One is it's going to look up all those keywords on profiles, right, for legal nurse. But that is not what provides the top results. What provides the top results are your connection to legal nurses. Meaning, way LinkedIn has their profile set up, right? Or direct connections are your first level connections, right? So you see that first level connection.
Right.
If you and I are connected to Mary, but I don't have a direct connection to Mary, or I'm sorry, you and I are connected on LinkedIn, but you have a connection to Mary, I don't. I see Mary as a second level connection. And it goes on from there, right? First, second, third, and beyond. LinkedIn's search is going to look through all the people that you have some type of first, second, third level connection to, and that have the legal nurse keywords embedded in them. So if I have a whole lot more connections, and I also have the keywords legal nurse in my profile, I'm going to come up more times than you in search results for legal nurse. If you don't have as many connections and you have legal nurse, you are not coming up in search results on LinkedIn for legal nurse as much as the other person with a whole lot more connection points.
Ah, okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It's
really important that we invite those connections. It's not like Facebook where you're trying to lock out, you know, crazy people from your personal profile. This is a business network, and it benefits you to have more connections on LinkedIn than not. I would say this, make sure that you still are professional about those connection points, right? If you're inviting someone to connect, be professional and don't, you know, do as you do it in a face-to-face interaction. Is what I'm saying. So make sure that you're still connecting with that person and trying to figure out who it is that you're connecting to and the value of, but invite those connections because it will help you in the long run.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. And there are other platforms, right? I think being on Facebook is important. Facebook's organic reach is not what it was in years past. So if you have a Facebook page, you will have to advertise and you'll have to spend if you're trying to get in front of specific people. But Facebook ad, the Facebook ad platform is still probably one of the most robust and one most targeted platforms for advertising for spend. And so you can be very deliberate about who you want to get in front of with a Facebook ad. So Facebook is really important. And probably the fastest growing platform, I don't know if it's ideal for legal nurses, but it's where the eyes are, and that's Instagram, right? So having a footprint there and showing your personality. I use my Instagram to show my personality as a dad and a husband and a family man and a podcaster and a speaker. So it's not just the professional side of me, but it's all sides of me, and people are able to embrace my journey as an individual more so than just the professional side.
Well, I was able to meet you at the podcast convention.
Yes, and that fun.
And you do have lots to share, and you're a great person.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so enjoyable. But let's use this opportunity to share with our audience how they can stay in touch and continue learning from you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So my website is stephenahart.com, and Stephen is S-T-E-P-H-E-N. So stephenahart.com. I am getting set to launch my beta course for Brand U Academy. And again, you've heard me talk a lot about branding. I do branding as a service for individuals and professionals all day, every day. But what I've found is there are a lot of professionals who are in that place where they maybe can't afford to spend $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, right, to develop all sides of this. But they still want the instruction. They would want some type of hybrid of a DIY and some handholding, some guidance. And so what we've done is I've packaged my years of expertise and knowledge in a space to create a 6-week online course that's designed to walk you through the step-by-step process to develop your personal brand and your digital footprint. And it is amazing. We're so excited about it. We're going to be opening the door to this program on October 8th, and the first module goes live on October 22nd. So if someone has an interest in wanting to be on the list for our beta, they can hop on over to stevenahart.com/brandyou, and that's brand Y-O-U, and sign up to hear more when the cart opens. I am on social media. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at stevenahart. So again, that's another tip for you right at the end, right? Everything is stevenahart, right? My website, stevenahart.com, and you can find me everywhere on social at stevenahart.
Oh, thank you so much. It was so informative today. And, you know, I'm going to be following you on LinkedIn.
Yes, please do. Please do. Yes. And please engage and message me and tell me, you know, what you found of value in this episode and how I can be of assistance.
Oh, yes. Thanks so much. All right, audience. Don't forget to tune in next week. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.